Bob Muscatel here with you, and always a pleasure to welcome in our buddy, our pal, author, and travel guru, Dan Schlossberg. Welcome to our weekly travel chat, folks. And he's written so many great books. The one on Milo Hamilton was great, the old Braves announcer. He's written books about the Atlanta Braves. He's written also the new Baseball Bible, which is phenomenal. And I still refer to it. I'll always be referring to it. It's just got page after page of great little tidbits. It's available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you don't have to look any further than your radio to find him right here. He's Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Good morning, Daniel. How's everything, buddy?
Everything is great, Bob. And with you?
Everything's good. Yeah, it's always good to chat with you. You know, I was just talking about your books and how many books you've written. I think you told me a while back you had one in the offing that you were currently writing. What's your next one about, Danny, or can't you release that yet?
Well, I've got a few ideas for books, including another update of the New Baseball Bible, but
okay. The
one I really want to do is called Aaron Matthews and Spahn, and, you know, a tribute to three Hall of Famers, because those guys did so much.
Oh man, boy! Talk about three Braves. Oh, that would be that would be a great book. Well, we'd look forward to that one. That's for sure. Not that we're putting any pressure on you, you know, but you know, we'd love to see that. So let's talk about Quebec City. Now, I've never been. I've been to Montreal. I've never been to Quebec City. Tell me a little bit about it. Where do we want to start first?
Well, for one thing, Canada is reopening. The Toronto Blue Jays are going home on July 30th.
Yep,
Canadian border is going to reopen shortly after that. So our listeners can plan quite easily to get to Quebec City, and it's a great place to go. It's a walkable city, very historic. It was the 1608 capital of New France, and it's the only walled city north of Mexico.
Hmm.
So you can actually climb the ramparts the way foreign invaders once did.
Wow, how about that? You know, I was looking at something that you put in your notes about Quebec City earning a score on a particular scale. What's that all about?
Well, Travel and Leisure readers were polled as to what they think is the best destination.
Oh, okay.
In Canada, Quebec City earned a score of 84.49.
Wow.
Which is quite high.
Yeah.
And that's a remarkable rating. And it's the fourth year in a row that they're at the top of the list in Canada, so that's pretty impressive. You know, it's a city of monuments. It's got a very European feel, famous hotels. In fact, the Chateau Frontenac is the most photographed hotel in the world.
Really?
Why? That's true. Most photographed hotel in the world. They also have a funicular, which I love. It's an inclined plane. There are three of those in Pittsburgh, by the way. But this one is a very famous one, and it goes from Lower Town, Quebec to Upper Town, Quebec City. And it's heavily used by locals as well. It's not just a tourist attraction.
Very good. And it's a very, as you've mentioned in your notes, and I've heard this from other people, it's a very walkable city. I mean, you can walk the city and really see a lot in your travels, right?
Yes, and it's known for cobblestone streets and horse-drawn carriages and harbor views as well. In fact, there are islands in the St. Lawrence River that you can visit if you're in Quebec City. It's also got the highest percentage of restaurants per capita in the whole country of Canada. So that's pretty impressive, too. I love that. And jazz bars with outdoor terraces along the waterfront.
Wow, how about that? It's one of those cities that you can encourage people to go to in the winter as well, right?
That is true. They have an ice festival. They have an ice hotel, in fact, in the winter. It has fireplaces inside. It's like a giant igloo. And
really?
I haven't done that yet. I've been invited to go. But when I heard they have fireplaces inside, that's for me. So I'd love that.
You know, I'd heard a long time ago that Montreal was a bilingual city. Well, I guess we could say the same thing about Quebec City, too, right?
Very much so. It is bilingual. Many American visitors. And by the way, they get 5 million tourists per year. So you take the Yankee Stadium attendance and double it, that's what they get per year.
That's what they get per year. And as you mentioned now, the travel into and out of Canada is starting to get a little bit easier. So that's going to make it a little bit easier to look ahead and plan a trip up north to Canada, right?
Yes, and if you're listening in New England, you can obviously drive up very easily.
Sure.
You can take the train up, or you can fly right to Quebec City. So there's so many different ways to go. And Quebec City, by the way, is historic because the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, was planned there.
Wow. Really? I had never heard that before.
Yeah, that's you know, try to bring something new to the table every time.
Oh, man, and you certainly do. You know, I saw something in your notes, too. I was almost thinking I'd save this for my morning trivia question, but we'll just give it to everybody free of charge. Canada's got the highest percentage of restaurants per capita. That's something else I didn't know, but I don't know if I would have guessed that, but how about that for Canada, huh?
Yeah, that's true. And they also have a lot of hotels, many historic hotels. Five of the top hotels in Canada are close to each other in the old city of Quebec. Quebec City.
Very nice. And suitable for all budgets, which I think is great. So if we're talking to people who might be on a budget and they might be, you know, thinking about saving a couple of bucks, but also trying to visit Quebec City, it would be very easy to do. They could find plenty that they could afford, right?
Yes, there are many choices, great, you know, to fit all budgets. Summer rates are a little bit higher, but that's to be expected.
Very good. Any particular websites you can suggest for us to check out? Obviously, if they Google Quebec City tourism, that's probably a good place to start, right?
And they have a wonderful 800 number that's easy to remember. It's actually 877, but it's toll-free. So it's 1-877-BONJOUR, which translates to 1-877-266-5687. Yeah, and bonjour, of course, means hello.
Hello, yeah, and they'd love to say hello to you up in Quebec City. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go. And again, 877-BONJOUR is a great way to remember that phone number, that's for sure. Danny, have you been up there yourself?
I have been up there, not recently, Bob, but I have been there. And by the way, you can take a cruise there. They have an active harbor with regular cruise ship stops.
How about that? I tell you, a lot of great ways to get. You mentioned take the train. Obviously, you can drive up from the New England area as well. Thanks for Danny for bringing this to the table. We don't often think about Quebec City, but it's right around the corner from us, really.
It really is. It doesn't have baseball, but you'll be too busy sightseeing anyway.
That's very true. Danny, thanks so much for the info. Always appreciated. Take good care. Be safe, my friend.
Talk to you next week, Bob. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. That's our buddy Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays on WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM.